Well, I've been for a year now.
Oh, they're gonna be the 6-inch, the 4-inches ones.
All right, okay, though, let's get started. I think we have a quorum this morning, so we'll get on with the agenda. Hopefully that's my, oh, here. The more the merrier. Come on, Ted, join us.
Morning.
All right, so today is Thursday, June 25th, 2015. It is the Development and Environmental Review Committee. And so before we get started, we'll have staff member introduce himself for the record, followed by applicant representative and what have you. And so we have four items on the agenda. And so let's start with Gracie for the record, please.
Good morning, Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Good morning, Mike Sabalo, Building Safety, Senior Plan Examiner.
Karen Lien, Community Development Services Chair.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Ted Brunson, Water Department.
Robert Castro, Water Department, Environmental Control.
Thank you, and
Khalid Farah, and Civil Engineer for Kendall Plaza and applicant.
Okay, and we have Stephanie Sanchez, our Planning Secretary for the DERC. Travis Martin is the case planner for this item number one. Travis, tell us what we have this morning, please. Thank you.
First item this morning is Conditional Use Permit 1511. It's a request to add live entertainment in an existing 5,628 square foot restaurant that has an existing ABC Type 47 license. The property is located at 2999 West Kendall Drive, as we mentioned, in Kendall Plaza. The proposal today, like I said, is just to add live entertainment in an existing corner of the restaurant. There's already a stage existing, adding in a dance floor as well. The stage is approximately 165 square feet. Dance area is just shy of 200. I'm not proposing any other changes to the site. It's fully built out already. Already meets parking, landscaping, refuse requirements, everything. Operationally, they are proposing to extend the hours. Currently, the hours are 3 p.m. to 9:30 during the week and 3 to 11 on the weekends, and they're asking to extend that to 2 a.m. on days when they do have live entertainment.
Okay, thank you very much. The project is exempt
from CEQA? It is exempt from CEQA as an existing facility.
Very good. So we'll start with Gracie. We'll go around the table and we'll have a set of standard requirements for you. Yeah. The
site, like you mentioned, already has existing refuse enclosures, so there are no changes regarding integrated waste.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Gracie. Mike?
With the building aspect of it, you're going to be changing your occupant load. You're going to be going from standing to fixed seating. All right, you're going to be taken away from the fixed seating and going to the dance floor, which is going to be changing your occupant load, which you may want to look at. If it's a pre-established stage, you may want to look at California Building Code 410. It gives all the requirements for the stages. If it's over 30 inches in height, you may have to be looking at handrails and everything. I do not know of the stage already, but I want you to look at 410 of the California Building Code. It gives you all the requirements. And another thing, they will have to be accessible. The stage will have to be accessible ADA.
They are both were on our original building plans. They were both built per ADA and per approved city plans. So yes, they are.
So, and then what you have to do also is look at your exiting again, because you're pre-establishing an area for the dance floor. All right? So these are the things I want you to look at in your submittal.
Okay.
Thank you. And I'll give you the piece.
And our submittal, meaning the submittal has already been done.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when you submit for these changes in occupancy, all right, because you are going to be changing, you're adding the dance floor, right?
It was on the original plan. Okay. It was proposed with the dance floor.
Okay, but it wasn't approved, okay, am I correct? Because if it was approved, it would be already established.
It was on the plans. We did not specify that it was for dancing, but it is on the plan and occupancy, so you need...
To specify. You get it.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, TI plans will be required, Cal, specifically addressing these particular items relating to Mike's comments, ADA and rail exiting requirements.
But those were on the original approved.
Yeah, but they weren't, just clarification, although it's submitted as part of the original plan, it may have not been approved as part of the original plan because certain, again, ADA and exiting requirements may have not been considered as part of that. The live entertainment portion is being considered this morning.
And I'm not really saying they're required. I'm more or less, I'm using the word verify.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's use the word verify.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. Laura.
Plan development has no comment.
No other comments.
The project's currently served, so water department has no comments. We already have the business permitted, and we've already done inspections, so we have no further comments.
Because this is a live entertainment permit, it has to be clear with the police department, and I believe Travis already sent that over to PD for consideration. So
it's currently under review.
So depending on the nature of the investigation, this may or may not be up for next Planning Commission bill on July 15th. So I just want to let you know, if not, it could be at the next hearing, which is in August.
Yeah, we're trying to get it on the July because we've already been conditioned by police department through our business license for a live entertainment. We got it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it should be something very fast.
We're working. We're optimistic. Yes. We can make it to
yes.
July.
Right. Sounds good.
But we'll confirm it.
Do you have any questions for us?
No. Okay. That's it.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. The recommendation is to move the item to Planning Commission. If I can have a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Just a clarification, do I have anybody here that's speaking on this agenda, this item?
Thank
we'll
you.
See you at the
Thank you.
Possibly July
7th. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, item number two, so please come on up. And introduce yourself for the record, please.
Jasmine Tampa, CI Design Concepts.
All right, thank you very much. This is a condition of use permit, 1508. It's a request to establish a tasting room in an existing brewery production facility. The project site is located at 195 North Del Rosa Drive in the specific Plant Alliance, California zone. This is exempt from CEQA, section 15301, existing facilities. It is a new item. Just clarification in terms of hours of operation, what are we talking about now that the tasting room has come into play?
I believe what we put on the CUP application was currently it'll be from, I think, somewhere around noon to 9 and on like Monday through Friday, and then the weekends will be till, I believe, midnight.
Midnight, okay. This is all inside an existing facility, FYI. So it would be within an existing building footprint. There's no expansion in terms of building footprint. Modification would be all handled through tenant improvement activity. So we'll start with Gracie, please.
Okay. This is for you. You are lacking a refuse enclosure. So we'll need you to submit a proposed enclosure location to build a standard plan 508-8x15. I gave you that attachment with it. We do have a suggested location, but of course, depends on planning. The northwest corner of the parking lot in the back, where the dumpster is located now, is just out there. It's
right.
Not in an enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So it is where parking stalls are, so I don't know how that would work, but that's what we suggest is the northwest corner of the parking lot, using up a couple of spaces there with the doors opening to the south.
Okay.
If that makes sense. But we'll need
Did you guys mark it on there? Or are you just saying, because that side of the building would be the east side, where it's currently located would be the east side of the building.
On the maybe have my directions.
That's where I'm like, because the northwest corner would be out towards Third Street.
So the bin is, if you come behind and you're facing the building.
Right.
The bin's right here.
Right, where it currently is.
So we're saying, right, I don't know if my directional's wrong, but right here to the side.
Okay.
Unless you have something better.
There's north and south here, I don't know.
It's just a handwritten.
Okay.
So.
We can certainly work with the.
Here's Third Street.
Okay.
And here's Del Rosa.
Right.
And then if you drive back there, the dumpster's right here.
Right here.
We're just thinking right here.
Putting it there, okay.
Yeah, that's just a suggestion.
All right, I'll definitely review that with the airport, obviously. It'll be their decision where they want to place it, so I've already informed them that they will need to provide something like that.
Okay, and then we'll just need the proposed location to make sure that our access is adequate.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chrissy.
All right, on the building aspect, you'll be changing occupancies with your situation that you're proposing. It may require another exit.
Okay, we did actually put that when we did the original TI. Okay. We included the tasting room load on there already, and so it'll all change. It'll all remain the same based upon what was originally submitted.
Okay, but it's going to be figured on occupancy. Okay, what you're going from is an A occupancy, which is assembly, and which will you be entering into F1 or S1, all right, fabrication, storage. Okay, so you're going to have to find the requirements for those in Chapter 4 of the California Building Code. It tells you special requirements for occupancies. All right, so you're going to have a little task there. Also, you're going to need to comply with the path of travel and all these things that you're going to have to do before. Right now, I also have the fire report for you. I'm going to be handing it to you. They asked me to speak on their behalf. My concerns are if you get into an area, you may change your whole outlook of your building. All right? You are entering that area, okay, with the tasting room, the assembly room. And so I want you to look at it really, really close and make sure that you fulfill the fire protection aspect of your place, all right?
Okay.
I'll give this to you right here.
Certainly this will come out through the CMO process as you progress through the TI work.
Yeah. I want to bring it up to you right now, so this way whoever's working with you can bring it up to them.
Yeah, we already did speak with the fire department. They were concerned about it being sprinklered. It is sprinklered. The customer's already has a fire suppression agency that's what they're working with that has already done everything. And I know that they were going to have, I think the airport was going to have the fire sprinklers tested. And again, the occupant load was already established with the original TI based upon, so it was submitted with all of the existing.
Yeah.
With the tasting room.
So. As previously said, on occupant load, where you also look at when the establishment is created, that you look at fixed seating, standing room, and all that. So that's what I'm drawing reference to.
Okay.
That may change your whole situation.
Okay.
Mike, a quick question. So I have not seen your list of that. So would a new CFO be required now they're adding this portion?
Yes, a new CFO will be required.
Thank you.
Because what we're doing is we're defining the establishment.
Well, when we, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but when we originally submitted for the TI, we submitted the TI with the proposal of the tasting room so that it would be a single process and that it would be approved with those occupant loads that we did for the tasting room, for the production. And then the only difference was that we did not submit. They weren't opening the tasting room, so it was established as a future tasting room because they were not ready to go through this process. And so that was the only.
I totally understand, but we can't give a CFO to a future tasting room. All right, that's the bottom line. We can't. We have to. Okay, in any establishment, we need to inspect.
Okay.
Certainly we can revisit this again through the TI process and make that final determination. It's an FYI item to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Laura.
We'll just verify that all the ADA parking on site is going to be ADA compliant. And also, your suggested location for the trash enclosure, was it next to a parking stall or?
It was taking up a couple of parking stalls. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be there. We just made a suggestion, but we would need to see if it's adequate for us.
Okay, if it is, adjacent to a parking stall, we'll leave the island, the 3-foot island. So we'll go ahead and catch that in design. Okay, I'm excited. Like I said in our meeting, this is really exciting. I'm sure, so that's it.
Thank you, Gary.
Just a reminder that if you haven't already submitted on-site plans, you want to submit some on-site plans for that island and the trash enclosure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ted?
As mentioned by both the applicant, as mentioned previously by the applicant, it's already served with domestic service and a fire service, so I don't have any comments at this time. If there's any request for new services, you can go to our website. Or come to the 5th floor of City Hall. There's a copy of the standard requirements. If you would pass a copy to Travis, please.
All right, thank you. Robert?
Environmental was previously not aware of this business, so I'm going to hand you a permit application.
Okay.
We'll need that information, application completed, and give us a better idea of your process.
All right, thank you for bringing that up. So we'll just make sure that your business, current business, will be reflected with the environmental control section.
Okay.
So go ahead and complete that and turn that over to the environmental section. Thank you, Robert. And so the item here is it's a new item with the recommendation to move to Planning Commission with a date certain. We're talking about the next hearing, which is July 15th. If I can have a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Opposed? None. All right, we'll see you on July 15th. Thank you. Thanks for coming. All right. Travis, moving along. Next items 3 and 4 are yours, so we'll have the representative come on up, please. All right. So if you would please, for the record, introduce yourself.
I'm David White with Hughes Alderwood Civil Engineering.
Bridget Herdman, Herdman Ryerson Architecture.
Bill Rogers with Olympic Real Estate Holding.
Thank you. Gary Ryerson, Herdman Ryerson.
Thank you. Travis, tell us what we have. Thank you.
Okay, our application today is development permit type P1501 and tentative parcel map 19610. It is a request to consolidate 5 parcels to create 9 parcels, ranging in size from 26,500 feet approximately to approximately 54,400, and construct 8 industrial buildings. Those would range in size from 7,500 square feet up to 20,600. The property itself is 7.75 acres, currently zoned industrial, mostly vacant, although there are 2 industrial users on the property. This is the one that, okay. Sorry, there's 2 industrial facilities, only 1 user. The project is proposed to be constructed in 2 phases. The first phase would comprise 7 of the buildings. The last phase would be the 8th building, shown on the plan to the right, on the bottom. Property is located on Inland Center Drive. It's just west of the 215 freeway, kind of at the terminus of I Street and Inland Center. It is subject to CEQA, being almost 8 acres in size. We do have the initial study already that we have reviewed. We do have comments on that that will be provided to the applicant. There are some other comments that planning has pointed out is going to be asking for revisions for. Among them, setbacks need to maintain the 10-foot setback on there. We currently have a proposal on the plan to place one of the buildings on the property line, and some of the landscape setbacks are 1 foot, 1/2 foot or so deficient. Those will need to be corrected. Parking stalls on the site, dimensions on some of them do fluctuate. Those will all need to be to maintain the 9x19 requirement. As I said, it is 9 parcels. That's one for every building and then one for the interior roadway. Each parcel itself is meeting the parking refuse requirements, landscaping, loading on its own, as well as the site as a whole. There are some verifications that need to be done on the landscaping requirement. The calculations that were used are slightly different than ours as written in the code. Landscaping needs to be exclusive of the required setback, the 15% does. It appears that that can be met with that revision, but we'll have to verify that. As I said, we have received all these supplemental studies, including the initial study, traffic study, that's been reviewed as well. There are comments from our traffic engineer. He's out today, but we will get you those. We are going to require a noise study. That is the one item that hasn't been submitted. Specifically to address the industrial users abutting the residential properties to the south, well, actually to the south, east, and west of the property. And then in terms of elevations, we have an example of kind of the typical elevation. It's 2 of the 8 buildings, just the right of the site plan. We are going to ask for a little revision on those. 4 of the buildings do front Inland Center, and we'd like to see a little more variety, possibly 2 architectural styles between those 4 buildings, just to break up the site a little bit. Other than that, everything else on the plans is meeting the standards.
Okay, very good. As Travis mentioned, this is subject to CEQA and it's under review at this time.
Correct.
And it is actually being presented to you this morning as a preliminary review. So upon completion of this CEQA document, this item will come back to you for a formal review process. So this is a sort of screen with all the comments and requirements from your departments. And so we'll have the discussion with the round table, and we'll start with Gracie again, please. Thank you.
The proposed refuse enclosure locations work. You know, the ones that are kind of like a dead-end parking lot, they're close to the entrance, so that's good. As long as we have gate access as we're going through the site, that's fine. And then just wanted to point out that standard plan 508 has 2 gates for the enclosure. It looks like there's 4 on the site plan, so you'll want to make that standard with the 2 gates. Okay. And that will do it.
Thank you very much. Mike, please.
Okay, I'm trying to make enough copies. I apologize.
That's all right.
First of all, we're on the pre-side right now, but when we get into the formal, we'll be looking at dealing with the California codes, and we also enforce the green code. And in the green code, in any building over 10,000 square feet, there's a term that the code uses called commissioning. All right, so I need you to look at that and keep that in mind, that it's like almost like a beware of that green code. All right? So we followed the 2013 cycle. When you submit to us, we will have a process of a third party if needed, and we'll expedite them as quickly as we can. All right? So I don't really see anything different in any manner. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you.
Very good. Laura?
Okay, looking at the old slide, I'm going to go ahead and go through the right-of-way first. All the adjacent utility poles are required to be undergrounded. The sidewalk is buckling, so it's going to have to be replaced with the new sidewalk. Any curb and gutter that is damaged has to be replaced. If you're going to be doing any trenching on Inland Center, that street along the frontage will have to be grind and slurry coated to set a line, and they have to be striped. One of the issues that we did have, I did talk to the Civil in regards to the stormwater mitigation. I'm concerned where is the emergency overflow going to be located. We do not normally allow a pump going out to the street, so we really wish that we would have met earlier And since this is a preliminary, we are asking, Land Development is asking to have an internal meeting after this forum, or maybe later, at a later date, so we can go ahead and see how we can go ahead and mitigate the emergency overflow. And the existing drainage just looks like you have an 8-inch pipe going into Valley View without an easement. We did go on site and we did look at it to see maybe you can go ahead and get an easement, and I think that would be too difficult. So that poses a problem. Then you have an existing curb outlet that goes out to Inland Center and it has a sump pump. Do you know approximately what was the existing CFS that was going out there? Okay. So you're proposing now, what is it, 25? How much is it?
It's probably in that magnitude now.
Okay, so that you know that's a large magnitude.
Of course.
So what we're proposing is raising the rear and having everything drain. So, and I know it's going to be costly, but that is something that we're going to have to see, and that's the only thing we're looking at. So since this is a preliminary, we'd like to bring you back in and work with you closely on seeing how what we can work with.
So okay. The city is completely opposed to the sump pump?
Yes. So now it kind of puts us in a dilemma because you're ready to go for formal. So what we're going to do is, unfortunately, I'm going to be gone for a little bit, but Gary? We'll be here, and so the best thing to do is give us a call. Gary's extension is 525, and then he'll work with you.
That's 909.
Put in big words.
That's perfect.
Okay, so that's the only thing I can do right now. So it kind of. When this came through, and I'm like, they should have had a meeting. So we went out there.
Is there a policy or an ordinance or something that, yes. that prohibits sump pumps?
Well, it's just, that amount of water going out to the street, and it's concentrated. So we're going to see what we can do.
But if we lift up the site and tilt everything towards Inland Center, you're still going to have the same amount
we're
of water.
We're going to see what we can mitigate on site, and then maybe we can go ahead and work something out in the design. So that's what we want to do. So we don't want it all concentrated in one area. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So other than that, the overall design, as you know, you already submitted the WQMP, the hydrology and everything that is up for review. And the overall site looks good. You have met path of travel to each structure, which is good. So, but that's the only thing that I'm really looking at that's problematic, okay?
Can we meet on that right away?
We can try.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So if we hang out to the end of this meeting, possibly we can have a sidebar?
We can.
Okay.
The only question I have is I wanted to make sure that
yes.
you're proposing a private street to service these parcels.
That's correct.
Yes. And normally that private street isn't a separate parcel. It's usually part of either an easement, private easement. Water department's going to want to see something. And maybe water could pause for a minute after this meeting and kind of discuss the options there with the water lines and so forth in a, quote, private street.
It is a private, I mean, it is a parcel, right?
It's yeah, a
parcel.
It's
normally not a parcel.
Oh, normally not.
We'll discuss that.
Okay.
And then one last thing. I know our traffic engineer is not here, mm-hmm. so that configuration, we just have to go ahead and meet with the ZOM on this also. So that's why another private meeting internally would be good. So we can have public works there and get this addressed. Okay?
Thank you. Ted?
Yeah, Gary kind of stole my thunder. That's okay. The water department comments for this right now are that, first of all, in order to serve each of the individual parcels, main extensions required, mm-hmm. And since that is a private street and not public right-of-way, then we would need that to be, we would need an easement for right. public utility purposes. Something to note on that is that the meter boxes and the fire hydrants would need to be located within that easement as well. Those are normally located within the sidewalk area, so the easement would need to be wide enough to accommodate those. In order to put in a main extension, you need a developer-installed agreement with the water department. I have an application for that here that I'll pass to you right now. And yeah, that's pretty much it. You'll get credit for the existing services that are there, that are currently
there's
at the site.
Three or four.
Right. And then the other thing is that typically we like the easement to be exclusive to ourselves, but we realize that's not going to be possible. And I believe you're going to have the same challenge for sewer, although I'll defer to Gary, but you're going to have to put in some type of, you can't have sewer levels or water levels crossing parcel boundaries. So would they have to do a sewer extension as well?
Yeah, well, we'd like to discuss it, but okay. It's a little outside the preview of this, but you may have to do something like they do for condominiums, where there's actually an offer that's rescinded kind of thing on the map.
Okay.
So we'll have to work that right now. Maybe like Colony 22.
Here's the developer installed agreement that I referred to with a couple copies of my business card.
Okay.
Here's a copy of the standard requirements. Travis, this is your copy. Can you pass that to the planner, please? Thank you. That's all I have there.
All right, very good. Ted, thank you. Robert?
I'm just going to go ahead and hand you a permit application. We use it just for information for the project. So when you do come back, this is what you would be handed. I'm just going to go ahead and hand it to you now.
Okay, I believe Gracie has a question.
Just a comment about the enclosures and parking stalls, just to make sure they're protected, as with the other project with 3-foot planters, so the doors aren't swinging into a parking stall.
I saw that was noted on your comments as well.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Do you have any questions for us?
Maybe you could give us an overview of where we are from right now to getting to Planning Commission.
Sure. And so, as Travis mentioned, we're lacking a noise study, so we're going to need that from you. So that contingent upon your noise study. Your noise study is going to have to be incorporated into your references as part of the CEQA document. Mm-hmm. So you'll need to update your CEQA document and turn that over to Travis. And I believe he's got a few comments on the CEQA document already. And then relating to the site issue, drainage issues, hydrologies, and WQMP, that the CEQA document will need to be updated to reflect your current status subsequent to this meeting. Again, that'll all need to be updated. So the moment that you can turn the CEQA document to us, we're looking at about 3 to 4 weeks to come back with the DERC to release the initial study for public review. And that's... we're looking at maybe 20 days, and so in terms of Planning Commission, I would say you're about maybe 3 months out from today, depending on your CEQA document, where you're at, so.
When are we going to get the official comments?
I think it was out later today or first thing Monday.
Okay, but we'll have it from all the departments.
Yes.
You mentioned like comments on the different studies that we already have, all that will be there. Is there anything in those comments that's going to actually affect the design?
Nothing that I believe will affect the design. A lot of it's just inconsistencies. You know, we have one reference here, slightly different reference, you know, 5 pages down, things like that.
Okay.
In terms of the project scope itself, everything that's referenced, we're not proposing any changes.
Okay. And it sounds like then from this meeting, what I'm getting is the only thing that's really going to impact the design is our conversation that we need to have about
the
drainage.
And traffic.
And traffic.
Drainage.
Don't forget about traffic.
Traffic.
For the
CEQA
document
and... the drainage, the traffic, and then obviously the, you know, the comments that planning has as well.
Can you touch on these traffic comments so we know what's coming?
We apologize for not having our traffic expert here on site today. He gave us a few comments, but I think it really be best that we sit down, go FaceTime with the traffic engineer and go over his concerns. But there are a few comments that he's looked at, and I think he's provided that in writing. We can certainly share with you at the next meeting.
We do have those.
So we just don't want to take it out of context because he's not here to provide the additional comments on what he has written.
So when can we set up that meeting?
Next week.
I think we can.
I believe he'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
So we could certainly get him on the wagon.
Departure today or this week. So we can set up something next week. They'll all reach out to him.
So depending on these contingencies and resolutions for these items here discussed this morning, preliminarily, I think you're 3 months out. So it could take longer, again, depending on how these issues could be resolved and addressed. So I would recommend that you bring the noise consultant on board as soon as possible to complete that portion of the initial study document. Certainly, it'll be raised at the Planning Commission level because of the adjacency sensitive issues abutting the site on the north, west, and south, as east, excuse me,
east,
as
west,
mentioned
west,
by Travis.
Yeah. We'd like to probably have one more discussion with planning and whoever else would be involved when it comes to the setback of our building that's up adjacent to the neighbor that
we're building four.
Yeah, building four, Little Ricky's. We discussed this with you about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's been some time, yes.
We have some issues there that he's actually encroached on to our client's property. And the 10-foot setback issue there is what we want to discuss with you. To see if staff could help or support a possible variance there.
Sure.
For reasons we can explain to you any other time.
And that can be certainly set up in addition to this, our same process that we're trying to set up for Public Works and traffic.
Yeah.
We can certainly try to have one meeting to kind of address all your concerns.
That would be good if you could do it all in the same day.
So Travis would be the lead project manager to coordinate that possibly for next week.
We'll get all
when the sound comes back.
So I'll get all the comments out, review them, and then any questions or follow up you have on them, we can set up a meeting to discuss.
Very good. Any further comments or questions?
Nope, I think we'll just hang out and try to catch some info.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
All right, so again, this is a preliminary review only, no action required. Just be aware that this item will come back to you as a formal application to subsequently pending these items that we discussed earlier. No action is required, and so this concludes our preliminary review. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you next week. Thank you. All right, so we have item number four. It's a pre-application, preliminary review only again, and Travis Martin is our project case planner. So if we could have our representatives up here.
Yeah, Carl,
thanks for coming. And we don't have Hassan with us this morning, so the technical traffic issues, obviously, we'll have to wait, and we can, again, follow up with another meeting subsequently. Thank you. So if you would introduce yourself for the record, please.
Carl Ballard with Koonsman Associates.
Megan Ullery with Kimley Horn. I'm the civil engineer on the project.
Karina Fiddler, also with Kimley Horn and the planner.
Jacob Huber with RGA Architects.
Very good, thank you. And Travis, tell us what we have, please.
Okay, our final item this morning is pre-application 1506. Is a request to amend the land use district, approximately 14.4 acres, from open space to industrial, and amend the zoning map from public commercial recreation to light industrial. Also to merge various parcels, I believe there's approximately 12, into one larger parcel and construct a little over 55,000 square foot, 550,000 square foot industrial building.
Right.
Dropped a zero there. On a site that would total 25.25 acres. Project site is located at the southwest corner of Waterman Avenue and Dumas Street. As we mentioned, there are multiple zones on this property right now. It's currently office industrial park, light industrial, and public commercial recreation. Planning has reviewed the proposed plans. We'll see here site plan in our four elevations. We do have some comments on this. Where am I at? Yes, on the site plan, we show it just briefly on some of the elevations, but on the site plan, there's no indication of any screen walls or anything on the site. Obviously, all of the loading areas,
the outdoor storage, anything like that would need to be screened with a block wall. On the elevations, looking on the north and south elevations, the longest there, we are going to ask for some additional articulation, possibly a couple points, you know, along that wall. It's a very long spans right now. It's just perfectly flat. We'd like to vary that a little bit. Our landscaping, as with the previous project, there needs to be a little clarification on it. The totals on there don't reflect whether that's excluding the setbacks or not. And per our standard, the 15% is separate from the landscape setback requirement. On the subject of landscape setbacks, we are going to propose some additional screening, possibly some additional setback on the sides of the property, specifically fronting the golf course. We'd like, you know, some dense landscaping in there to help screen the facility from the golf course area.
Looking for trees.
Yeah, that's the general idea. South side and potentially, you know, a portion of the western side where it does front the driving range, I believe it is. Parking on the site meets the requirement exactly. It's 443 required based off this size building. They're providing 443. As I mentioned, the site is over 25, a little over 25 acres, so it does trigger CEQA. We will need the initial study on this with the formal submittal. Additionally, the other studies we're looking at, obviously WQMP, hydrology, drainage, we'll need the soils report, the noise study, and we will need the traffic study as well. And that is it now. Like we said, this application is just for preliminary review today, and that is it.
These comments are written, and you'll yes. receive these comments from Travis in yes. writing, so that
I was going to ask you to repeat all those technical
studies. No, I have everything written. I'll provide that after the meeting.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Travis. Gracie, please.
Okay. Can I hand that down? I didn't see on your site plan how you're going to handle your waste. With the size of the building, I'm assuming you're using compactors? Because I don't see any trash enclosures.
Yeah, that would be the idea. On a lot of these larger industrial buildings, a lot of people prefer to have the compactors at one of the doors.
Okay.
What
so I gave you standard plan 510 for trash compactor. You'll okay. need at least one for trash and at least one for recycling.
Okay.
So we'll be looking for two proposed locations for your compactors. And that will do it.
Thank you, Gracie. Mike?
Well, for building, we're just going to be projecting what you're going to, in the future, in your formal submittal. So I'm going to give you a list of the important items that we look at, special occupancy. I don't know who is going to be occupying this building. And
we don't know either.
Okay, so understandably so. And we don't know if you're going to be providing all the heat and air in it as, okay, so it's going to be tenant.
Yeah, okay, it'll be okay. A cold air shelter.
So that, and that's going to be described later on. All right, right now is the proposal. All I want you to do is understand the permit process, the formal submittal process. I printed out some items that for you to understand. And the last item on the page is that there are two submittals, the fire department and the building, two separate submittals. And a lot of people get lost in that. All right, and so just to, when you get to that process, it could be speeded up because bring an extra set for them, all right?
But you route it, doesn't it?
Yeah. We route it sometimes, or what we do, if we use a third party, they'll route it, all okay. right? So, but to be safe, I would take one down there.
Okay.
To make sure it gets done, all right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've gone over the utilities, which is pretty much a nightmare. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go through Dumas. On Dumas, on the intersection of Dumas and Waterman, I'm going to need a full-length cross gutter. And then I'm going to need street lights. And that's gonna, I know that's going to be difficult because you have the overhead lines and everything. I'm going to need those. They cannot be on the power pole. I know Southern California doesn't want to do that.
The street is going to be rehabilitated full section, both sides, due to drainage, and that's under our Code 1920. And that, the structure is, the section is going to be determined by the R value of the subgrade. So when we get that, we'll find out where we're at with that. Is it curb gutter, sidewalk is going to need to be placed there. And then let's go to Waterman. Of course, we're going to have some traffic issues on that, so I'm going to give you what, this is going to be very preliminary. We're going to have some median adjustment and everything like that. So I'm going to have a removal and grinder removal and a cap on there also. And I noticed there was a manhole in the northbound lane, and I'm hoping that you don't trench across to that one. If you do, then you're going to be required to go ahead and grind and slurry that lane also along to the frontage. So that's going to be quite extensive, so I don't know how far you guys are to go. And then I'm also going to ask for, you know, I think it has curb gutter, but it, there's a crack, those have to be replaced, and sidewalk on that. And then you're going to do two locations, relocations of the streetlight. So that's what I'm looking at. It looks like the corner radius of Waterman and Dumas is 40, so you're good. So I'm not going to ask for anything more. And of course, I'm going to need a handicap ramp and the spandrel reconstructed. So I think I got all that. And then going on-site, it looks like you have an existing well. I'm not familiar how this city works with the well or what type of well it is. If it has to be formally abandoned through council, I'm not sure. The gentleman from Real Properties is not here right now, so I'll get back to you on that, okay? So we can go and discuss that, whether it has to go to council or how. What type of well? Is it a water well? Or?
I'm not sure if it was an old monitoring well or if it was a...
I believe it's a well that supplies irrigation to some degree to the golf course, so mm-hmm. I think they have an agreement that we'd have to work through as well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you might want to talk to them because I think they're still utilizing that at this time.
Yeah. We'd have to just relocate that to a location on site, which looks like it may be the southwest corner of the site.
Okay.
So we are aware that we need to coordinate with them.
Right. And the governing agency on that, I believe, is the Source Water Control Board.
Okay.
SWRCB. So that's who you're going to want to contact regarding... the abandonment of the well,
sure.
If that's what's going to happen, and then the construction of the new well.
Okay,
then also, your site has a lot of trees, and I want to make sure there's no oaks there. So I want our city arborist to go through and see what trees are there, and if you have an oak, then old oak, I don't know what you have, he's going to let me know what exactly is on the site. If not, then we have to deal with planning on that subject.
So if you remove five trees or more, you'll need a tree removal permit from the planning division.
Okay.
Yes, but the arborist will go out there and go ahead and do a site assessment on that, see exactly what's there.
Specific to certain species or just in general? If you're
in general.
Okay. And is there a diameter of tree, 4 inches or greater, 12 inches or greater? What determines the number of...
From one of the schools, it was an oak. It was a very, it's like a 100-year oak, and they had to work around that oak tree. So I don't think you have anything that old. But
yeah.
I just want to make sure. Gary and I just went out to the side and
I don't recall if there's a diameter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. He'll let us know.
There's several mature trees on there, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it's a diameter issue of patrolling.
Yeah, just from my knowledge.
Right. Yeah, I think if we're talking about, you know, 24-inch box and up above, I think we would consider that a tree.
Okay.
If that helps.
Okay.
Okay, then just get into the 36-inch and the 54-inch sewer. We just went ahead and talked about that. So I went ahead and I put up a condition that the water department, the public works, community development all have to be in agreement for that to be realigned. So that was very general. And so I know the details are going to get pretty tricky, so I didn't go into any detail with that. But
preliminary, that is what we're looking at right now. So, but this is all going to change when I have traffic, because I kind of like to have traffic go away with that. So that's where I'm at right now. So, and when Azam gets back, you can meet with Azam. We can have one more meeting. I'm going to go through that. But whenever you're ready, just go ahead and submit your preliminary hydrology, WQMB, and then we'll meet one more time before. But you're pretty close with me.
Okay.
I mean, it's a pretty good, it's a good start, solid. So
okay.
We're good. So I think Gary's going to go ahead and talk about the flood issues.
Yes, and I assume you're aware that you're in Zone A as far as the FEMA panels?
Yeah.
So you have to take care of that in some fashion with either LOMAR or flood certificate. Flood study, I assume you've done some preliminary items on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's going to have to be accomplished before we can issue a grading permit.
Is there any, do you have further comments?
No.
Ward, was there any special sort of turning radius in that corner?
No, we're good. We're good. I mean, you just, right now, I'm just going for the preliminary, but once we get a little bit closer, we're going to go see where we're at. It's pretty tricky on Waterman to Dumas. We just went yesterday, and we're like, wow, it's pretty close. So, yeah. So we're just going to meet with Azam and see where we're at.
Sure.
Turning radiuses.
We've got the railroad close.
Yep.
The radius may have to change. There's some other issues there, and I thought at one time you were discussing possibility of a traffic signal kind of mid-project there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that distance, I'm not sure that distance meets the 500-foot criteria and looks pretty short in the field.
Okay.
It's pretty, and it is a pretty interesting intersection there, just with the project to the east. Those people are lining up midday, non-peak, waiting to turn left south on Waterman.
So they could use a signal, too.
They'd probably like a signal, too, if
yeah.
it would fit.
Yeah.
That's going to be the issue. And that island is extremely thin width. Not sure how you can squeeze another lane in there to have a dedicated left turn lane. But that's really a traffic engineer's comment on
sure.
that part of it.
And we are aware that we are 800 feet plus or minus from the signal to the south, and the requirement is 1,000 feet. And in our former meeting, it looked like, you know, the city was willing to work with that that variance. But is that something the traffic engineer is going to weigh in
mm-hmm.
on?
Right.
Okay.
We'll depend on his recommendations for that.
Okay.
Okay.
And Laura, you mentioned improvements on both sides of the street for Dumas, rehabilitation
right.
on both sides of the street.
Yeah, it is when it's a drainage issue, we can, and you are a distribution center, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. we will call it for both sides.
Can you elaborate on the improvements that will be required on the north
just,
side?
Just the rehab of the street. I will not ask for a curb gutter or sidewalk across the street. It's just the street itself, the separate street. So what we'll do is it's just going to be a longer frontage. And, of course, as you can see, Dumas is really a bad street, and it's failed and everything. So I have to ask for both because of the drainage issue. So. That is going to be on your condition, and that's going to be according to your R value. The index, the traffic index, I didn't get you that. I can get it downstairs, but it's going to be for Dumas.
And with the preliminary 11x17 color exhibits that were submitted to the Land Development Department, is there an opportunity for us to utilize the interim improvements that we presented and keeping the power poles in place and doing some sort of fair share agreement, reimbursement agreement with the city on the full length of Dumas power pole relocations, both north and south?
No, we're in bankruptcy right now, so we don't have anything available
okay.
right now.
Let me just chime into that a little bit. A separate meeting can be follow up with, and we can certainly review that. That would be through coordinated through planning and land development.
Sure.
So it's not, as you know, we're in the bankruptcy process, but certainly we would entertain to see in terms of what's on the table. I just don't
yeah.
know who that
is. Okay. We met with Bill Manis last week,
right.
and he seemed to be extremely confident that the city would work with us on something like this, so I just wanted to see if he had touched base with anybody and
Not yet, but I think in terms of project proposal and development, the city is in need of economic development opportunities, and yep. I think you're very much aware of that, and based on that factor alone, we would be willing to sit down and see what can be in terms of agreement-wise. It may take a form of development agreement, okay. just so that I throw that out there, in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. So the development agreement would trigger the review threshold into the city council realm. So instead of planning commission, where you're at right now, mm-hmm. with the initial study, the parcel map, the zoning, I take it back. These, because of the general plan amendment and the zone change, it would be a legislative review process. So we would go to the MC's mayor and common council anyway. So the development portion, development agreement portion, would just be another vehicle to get us there in terms of the power pole issues.
Okay.
Did I understand correctly at one of the preliminary meetings that you were in the process of doing an ALTA survey, which I assume included both sides of the street on Dumas?
Yeah.
Could we, is that available for access? Because it would help answer some of the questions that we have.
Sure, we can certainly.
There's various curb and gutter alignments along there.
Yeah, the north side.
It doesn't appear to line up for one thing. There's a curb on the south that doesn't appear to line up.
Yeah, then there's various concrete portions that extend out into the asphalt on the north side and some half curb returns.
You've got various gutters, you've got driveway issues with access.
Right.
And if we wanted to discuss anything about power poles, I think we'd need to look at that before.
Yeah, I must tell you, if you have an ALTA survey, you need to put that forward to our department so that we can kind of look at what, and then play that out in terms of power pole relocation or you know, issues like that. So please share that with us.
Sure. And last I knew it was getting wrapped up, so that's something that we should be able to provide shortly.
Okay, very well.
Yeah,
it's an internal review.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, I just have a couple of comments. Obviously, you mentioned the well. That's an issue I think that we need to work out. In addition, I have to check the threshold because honestly I forget, but I think that the square footage of this may trigger a water supply assessment per the California Water Code, and why that's significant is that's going to impact your initial study.
Okay.
Are you going to be the contact person for the project since you're the engineer?
Yeah.
I'll give you my card. I can answer that for you. Even if you email me, I can respond to you later today.
Okay.
And let you know what that threshold is. I can't remember the exact number.
And talking with Michael Navarez, he seemed to have confidence that we'd have plenty of pressure. I've got a couple emails from him. He coordinated with Stacy on that. So we do have an idea of where our points of connection will be for.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
I don't know if that makes a difference at this point. If you want to just check with him.
It's more of the water supply assessment is more of a formality satisfy a requirement in the water code.
Okay.
It's California Water Code. It's not.
Right.
It's not necessarily a San Bernardino Water Department standard.
Okay.
As far as you know, the ability to serve the project, yes, there is a main fronting the project. I believe 16-inch. In Waterman, and there's an 8-inch in Dumas.
Yep.
So depending upon the size of services requested,
yeah.
Specifically for the fire service for the project, we can most likely serve it.
Yeah.
Again, I just wanted to mention that we'd like to work out these other issues with you.
Yeah.
The well issue and the water supply assessment if it's required. If not, that's great.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, just to let you know, in the forefront, if there is a water supply assessment required, the cost for that is borne by the developer.
Okay.
Is that something that you would allow an outside consultant, or is
absolutely.
The district?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's all the comments I have.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ted. Robert?
I know it's preliminary, but I'm going to go ahead and hand you the industrial user permit application. This is the form that can be handed when you come back and the project's moving forward.
Okay.
The application will need to be completed and submitted to us prior to any construction.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, very good. Carl, I know you're waiting. I wish Azam was here to, you know, address the traffic issues. He's got quite a bit. ongoing activities in terms of comments and issues. Obviously, we would want to make sure that you follow up with Azam next week or coming weeks so we can kind of get this resolved where you're at. The project is subject to CEQA, and so do you have somebody that you are on board that, okay.
I can do that. I just want to, I mean, based on what you said sort of earlier for the other project, it's just that it's from the time that you submit the initial study and all the required technical studies, it's about a 3-month process in terms of getting to either planning commission or council. Is that...
Yeah, where we're at in terms of application submittal, because the de-completion process, it's critical as well, and so I'm not sure if you're missing that factor. So if your application comes in and it is incomplete, that could add additional, in terms of processing time frame. Where are you at in terms of formal application submittal? Do you know? Do you have these studies in place already?
No, we don't have the studies in place. I mean, we have people on board to prepare them. It's just a matter of wanting to kind of get through this process and see what the city had to say about the application, and then we would sort of engage everybody.
Right. So the relocation, these utility poles, I think that's a critical component. It sounds like a break or make sort of project. And so, again, like I said, it may require a development agreement, so I think that's another factor that we may want to pursue. So I think in terms of submittal, I'm not sure if you're anywhere near that. So we need to really kind of get a handle on the relocation issues. That's a big critical development agreement, and a lot of times, not sure how that's going to play out in terms of council.
So, I mean, Travis, is that something you can help with in terms of setting up a meeting with, you know, the players to kind of figure out?
Right. So Travis would be our project lead planner, you would just need to coordinate through Travis, and then he'll coordinate through various meetings with various divisions.
I would just clarify to the first part of your question, whether it's, you know, another 3 or so months. I think it would be a little longer on this one because we still have to get in the studies and review them. The timeline quoted for that project has already...
Oh, because they were
we've already
reviewing.
Received the studies, right. Gone through the review. That'll be sending it back out. So they'll be probably, I would say, at least another month or so added on to that.
All right. Any more questions for us?
Just will you be wrapping up any formal written comments?
Yes, those will be out later, as with the other project. I'm completing both of them right now, so
perfect.
In the next day or so.
Okay.
Well, if nothing else, this is again, preliminary review. It's a pre-application, no action required. And so that concludes the discussion for this item. And entertain a motion for the next meeting. Adjourn this meeting to Thursday. I believe it's July 16th.
For today, we're going to adjourn it to July 2nd.
We're going to cancel that. Okay. All right. So it'll be Thursday, July 2nd, 2015. Thank you, Stephanie. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.